Well, we haven't had a captain coach for a long time, Duane. I think Malcolm Blight was the last one for memory. Jezza before that, Carl Dittrich. The list would go on and on from there, but they ran out when the job became far more professional.
John Longmire joins us, the real coach, on the line. John, welcome to the program. Firstly, great to have you on.
G'day, Duane, Jared.
Talk us through the reasoning. It's a great idea. We both agree with that. But your reasoning, and do you think you'll see a different light of Jared and your players as well, especially your leadership group?
That's the aim, Duane. We're looking for opportunities to increase the learning of our senior players and all of our players across the board, particularly our leadership group and our captains. And this, we thought, was an opportunity a few weeks ago with Jared not playing, that we wanted to utilise as an opportunity for both him and the players to be able to work out the first NAB Cup game and have a real senior role that's not just about the coaches, but about the players and the coaches working together to come up with solutions on game day. And ultimately, that's what it's about. It's about the improvement of all of us.
So does he take control from the start of the week or a couple of weeks out as we are now?
Obviously he spoke to the players today, but that was nothing unusual in that in regards to his captaincy role. He'll be taking a more leadership role on Thursday.
Yep.
He'll be taking the meetings, the preview, going through some of the things we need to work on, working with our senior players that'll be playing in that game and hopefully getting a really good rapport with them on match day to be able to deliver the messages that we see fit to be able to be delivered. So that's a real key thing to it.
He's a very important player, clearly. Do you see him playing in defence as that architect behind the play, or is he more likely to go up the middle, or is it like a lot of people, it's horses for courses?
Yeah, probably a bit of everything, Jared, although at the moment we think actually, after losing Lee Shaw, that he'd be pretty good across the half-back line. Yep. I mean, he was All-Australian there in 2013. He's a very smart player. He competes really well and joins in well through half-back and changes the angles of the ball movement really well and shifts the opposition defences around. So all those things add up to a pretty handy player behind the ball. And often when you're playing in the back six, you're the eyes of the whole team and you see everything unfold before you. And if you've got a leader in that position, it certainly helps.
You're one of the senior coaches in the competition, John. I know you have a fair bit of influence when coaches are being discussed at AFL level. And today the AFL brought in a press conference rule banning live streaming, which is going to upset a few of those people that tend to make their name in those particular conferences. Is that something that was forced by the coaches, or is it something that the AFL have driven home?
I don't know much about it, to be honest, Jared. I haven't been really at the forefront of those discussions,
right.
So I'm not sure.
So it wasn't
sure
high on your priority list?
No, it wasn't.
What about if they said we're going to ban all post-match press conferences? I think that'd get full support of the board.
We understand it's an important part of the game, Jared. We have to do it and talk to our supporters. So,
wonder why they banned it then. Why would you have it banned as a live issue? It can be replay, but not live.
Well, under the Mark Stevens rule, is it?
I suppose so.
I'm not sure. You'd have to speak to the AFL, but it's not something that I've been at the forefront of those discussions, that's for sure.
You read some bizarre stories over summer. I read one that Essendon approached Adam Goods. Did you read that one? What did you think of that one?
Yeah, I did read that one. That didn't probably surprise me, to be honest. I haven't asked Adam about it, but fair enough asking the question. But he's enjoyed the off-season, Adam. He's put his feet up and really enjoying the fact he's not doing a pre-season, so it didn't surprise me. He didn't want to come back.
You wouldn't have thought that he would ever even have contemplated that. How would Essendon believe that he would contemplate playing for another club?
Oh, I think everyone would have been, I'm just assuming once again, I haven't spoken to Adam.
Due diligence.
Everyone would have thought that he wouldn't have probably done it, but it's worth asking the question.
Fell short at the end of the year, John. Brilliant loss, if you can have such a thing, in West Australia, then fell off the pace in the last final. Where do you see the Swans' requirements to compete again in the last couple of weeks?
Oh, we've got to keep our defensive pressure up all over the ground, and we've got to be a bit more efficient forward to centre. And I'm saying that, just our connection between our ball movement up the ground and into our front half, we need to be a bit more efficient and effective with that. And we get a number of inside 50s, and we've got to convert those inside 50s a little bit better. So It's about a whole of ground approach, obviously, offence and defence, but you know, if we want to be specific about it, that's probably an area we need to improve.
You might also get a bloke playing in the finals that you didn't have last year. I presume that bloke's going okay pre-season.
Yeah, he's going pretty well, Lance. I mean, he's doing all the training and has played so far all the minutes of all the match simulations that he's been required to do. But you know, we understand it step by step. You know, it's he's training really well and that's been terrific to see. But you know, we know that he's just got to keep working at it, and we'll put, you know, we have got all the support around him that he requires.
John, great to have a chat to you. If you want to buy a Sydney Swans membership, sydneyswans.com.au. Be in Melbourne on Friday, March 11 for the NAB Challenge Clash with Carlton Etihad Stadium. Entry's free for members, so if you're a Swans member, sign up now and you'll get him for free. If you're not a Swans member, you better jump on board quickly. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Dwayne, Jared.